Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C.
This hour is presented by Mainstay Financial and Anna Lee Leonard, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Hi, this is Financial Advisor of the Year, Jim Brogan of Knoxville, Tennessee. You're listening to Winning with my good friend and colleague, Anna Lee Leonard.
You're listening to Winning with Anna Lee. Anna Lee is a retirement and estate planner, a member of the Ed Slott Master Elite IRA Advisor Group, as well as a sought-after speaker on such topics as income planning, 401k rollovers, and advanced IRA reduction strategies. When not working in her private practice, Anna Lee joins with other certified senior advisors to promote top-quality services to mature adults in the Pensacola area. Her goal is to help you prepare for and live comfortably in retirement. You can reach her office at 437-3127 or online at mainstaypensacola.com. Or call her now at 437-1620 on Winning with Anna Lee.
That's the truth. Ooh, yeah, baby. Everybody's a winner. Good morning, Miss Ruthie.
Good morning, Anna Lee. How are you today?
Well, you know, I mean, look, the sun is shining. It's cool. We're almost at the day of the great bird. I mean, what can we say?
That's so true. It is beautiful outside, and I know I have a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah. You know, and I know we're all getting toward the end of the year. We have all been living under such unbelievable situations. We are tense. Our patience is about gone. But I think if we all concentrate on that thing of what we have to be grateful for, you know, I told somebody the other day, I said, listen, I still have my business. I have a home. I have a roof over my head. I don't go to bed hungry. So I feel extremely blessed. Now, are there a lot of things I'm not doing that I want to do? Yeah, you betcha. I would love to be on the way to Louisiana right now to be with my family, but that's just not going to happen. And so we make the best of what we've got. And, you know, you're happy where you are. That's the only way we're going to make it through this. Support each other verbally and emotionally. And you know, I know the hardest thing for me is not having the hugs and the physical contact, but we'll get through it. We'll get through it if we work together. Now, so think about what we're thankful for and what we have instead of maybe what we're lacking at this point, because I think we all have more than the majority of people in this world. So, talking about that, let's talk about some good things that are happening. You know, of course, none of us quite know yet, but this whole thing of a vaccine coming out is going to have a tremendous impact on the United States in many, many ways. It's right now, and this is as of November the 19th, we've had 11.16 million cases and over 251,000 deaths in the United States. Worldwide, 56.6 million cases and over 1,355,000 deaths. And that comes from Johns Hopkins University. And I don't know about you, but I trust them. I mean, they're pretty prominent. They have nothing to gain by skewing any of the numbers. So the hit to us has been tremendous. We look at what it's done to unemployment, the regular unemployment rates that go out say that October was 6.9, but there is a more accurate, broader measure of unemployment called the U6. And U6 is actually putting real unemployment rates at the end of October at 12.1%. Now, that's a lot of people. A lot of those are people who have been furloughed, laid off, businesses closed. A lot of small businesses have lost their businesses during this time, you know, and that's hard. So the good thing is during the week of November 20th, Pfizer and BioNTech said that their coronavirus vaccine is safe and that it's 95% effective. Yeah, that's outstanding.
That's so incredible.
Another company called Moderna said that their vaccine is strongly effective and it reduced the risk of COVID-19 infection by 94.5%. And they're saying they have a longer shelf life at the refrigerated. So I don't know. I mean, when I look at the logistics of getting this vaccine out to people, keeping it at the temperature it has to be kept, getting us in to get the vaccination without us all infecting each other. It's going to be an unbelievable task, but you know, how incredible to think we possibly have some kind of light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, that to me is just, that's amazing, because right now, the 7-day moving average of new cases is the highest it's ever been in the United States. So we got to get control of this thing. I mean, it's a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Do I still have you there? I think Lance just moved my volume button.
Nice try, Lance.
He's trying to climb on the computer because he too has things to say, you say?
Of course.
He does. He's so cute because he does not like it when I'm sitting somewhere and I'm not playing with him and he's not the center of my attention. So he's like over here saying, me, mommy, tell him about me and how thankful you are for me.
That's right.
And I am. I am thankful for that boy. He's such a mess. So, you know, in spite of all this, and this is where I think we have to be very, very careful right now. Home buying is up tremendously. Now, the reason home buying is up so much is because interest rates are down. So people are looking at the interest rates being down saying, I can afford this note, therefore I'm buying a house. But on the other end of that spectrum, what has happened, because people are buying more and more, prices have gone up. Any of you who have had to do anything, like I had to have a fence replaced, I have to have the roof replaced at the office, you're getting quotes and the normal price is marked out and the new price is written in because the cost of shingles is higher, the cost of wood is higher, the cost of everything it takes to build a house is higher. So those people who are out there buying because the interest rates are lower, you really need to do the numbers and see if you're coming out ahead at all. Because if it's costing you more, but you're paying less, you may be paying the same amount or more in the long run. Does that make sense? Did I explain that well, Ruthie?
Yes, I think so. And you're making me think, Annalee, about, we put in our, for my fiance and I, we're new homeowners, not mm-hmm. new as in COVID, but a year ago, November, we had
yes.
the house built and moved in. And so this spring, you know, we took the opportunity, we put in the fence. And I think because we're first timers, we don't really have any context of this is a great deal or this is
right, right.
It was the timing that we were told mm-hmm. about the most, the delay in the supply chain that would impact. Like, so for us it was less about, oh wow, we're getting a great deal, and more about this is going to take a while, where, you know, we just have to be patient with the process.
Yes,
so we've been learning that along the way. So I don't know that we would be any help to the next guy if things start to normalize again, to say, like, well, caveat, this was 2020 when we were doing all these things.
Right and you know, probably even though you may have paid a little bit of a higher interest rate, you're probably at the same level as people are now just going into this, or possibly better off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm saying people need to run numbers instead of just, oh, look, the interest rates are low. And I mean, let's face it, the banks, the real estate agents are going to do what they do. Their job is to lend money and to move houses. So they're not going to sit there and do the numbers with you. They're going to show you the fact, oh, look how low the interest rates are. Oh, look how low your note is going to be. Oh, look at, you know, they're doing their job. So you need to, before you make some of these major decisions, I think you really need to bring your financial advisor into this. And speaking of that, if you got questions or you want to make a comment, call us or text us at 437-1620. We would absolutely love to hear from you and see what some of your comments are in these things. You know, and this goes back to the whole thing of having a balanced portfolio, because, you know, if we go to last year before, boy, the winners in the S&P 500 and the stock market were like energy and travel and entertainment. I mean, those were some of your biggies, okay? The travel industry never, ever thought that they would get something that would be so widespread and go so far across the board as it has. I mean, if you look at it this year, energy, which has been our winner for a long time, energy is down 39%.
Wow.
Airlines, hotels, resorts, cruise lines, down 35 and 33% respectively. Now, just think of the boomerang effect of that. So if the airline is down, if the travel industry is down, what do they do to stay afloat? They lay off workers. They buy people out. They do severance packages. So you have people in their 50s who were not planning on retiring till 65, who all of a sudden are told, here's a buyout package. If you don't take it, it's going to be gone by X amount of time. And we can't tell you that there will ever be another one. Mm. So you have people taking those buyout packages. Some of them are very, very nice. But now they're in the prospect of, okay, I'm retiring way too young. Is this money going to last me? And some of them were depending on things like, I think of one client that we have that she had invested pretty heavily in renovating a little house into one of the Airbnb type things, okay? Well, that has become a big industry. Well, with the travel being cut down and people not going place to place, all of a sudden that's kind of halted. Mm-hmm. So you stop and you think, where am I and what am I invested into? The fourth quarter this of 2020, small cap stocks have come up and they're up 14%. And the Russell 2000, it's up 14%. So you cannot, no one can. And I can't emphasize this enough because there's so much stuff out there that is just the facade of, oh yeah, buy this program. We're going to tell you when to time the market and what things you should be in today and what things you should get out of tomorrow. Look, if anybody had said this stuff last year, people would have said you're out of your mind. But look where we are right now. So this goes into having that diversified portfolio so that when things go up, you're getting advantage. Things go down, you're balancing off with part of your portfolio that has gone up. Don't try to guess the market. You know, people are calling me and they're saying, well, what about gold and silver? Well, gold right now is about $1,874 an ounce. That was as of November 18th, 2020. That's 9% lower than the non-inflation adjusted all-time high on gold of $2,036 per ounce. And that was August 3rd of 2020. So, you know, you're looking at this and you're saying, what's going to go up? What's going to go down? I can't tell you. No one can tell you. Mm-hmm. It goes back to having the diversified portfolio. I cannot emphasize that enough. That's where, you know, I've been doing a lot of reviews with our clients these past couple of months, and you'll see one sector of their portfolio took a huge dip quarter one of 2020. Other sectors took a little bit of a dip. Some went up. Now, guess what? Everything's back ahead again. There's no way you can predict that. Mm-mm. There really isn't. So it's staying the course. It's always, always staying the course. Excuse me, I'm a little frog this morning. I think it's the weather changing and my allergies are saying, okay, is it hot? Is it cold? What is it? And how does my body react?
So true.
You know.
Can't make up its mind.
Well, welcome to Florida.
That's right. Yeah, wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
It'll change. I mean, you know, today you're wearing sweatshirts. Tomorrow you'll probably have shorts back on. It's just amazing. But I just want you to be careful. Now, of course, you know, the big guys out there are giving some positive outlooks. Goldman Sachs is, BlackRock is saying, S&P is going to hit 3,800 by 2021. That's up 9%. Is that going to happen? I don't know. Goldman Sachs is bullish on gold. JP Morgan is saying the 60-40 portfolio is probably going to return 4.2 for the next 10 years. Now, how they can go out 10 years, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if this virus keeps going on, I don't think. Yeah, Ruthie, I don't know what's happening, but my computer is, for some reason, closing itself off this morning, and I apologize for that. We have called to have it fixed twice, and they're working on it as we speak. So hopefully this time we stay on, and I apologize to all the listeners. I am so, so sorry.
Well, you know what? It gave me a great chance, Annalee, to process some of the great information you were sharing earlier and just reflecting on those numbers you shared about the different industries and the hits that they have taken about energy being close to 40% down, things like that. And isn't it just like 2020 to also then take your computer out of commission?
I mean, truly, my computer has never, ever done this. And this is the third time this morning. I'm in the middle of something and it comes on and says, oh, you're having a problem. We're going to shut you down. And it's like, no, I'm not having a problem. I was doing fine.
I'm really not. But
I'm really not. I'm doing fine. Leave me alone. And then it's like, it just shuts the whole thing down. And I'm like, no, I'm busy. I'm doing something. It doesn't listen.
It's just it the way it me. Goes, I feel like, this year. And but we're glad you're back.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And again, I do apologize to everybody. I did not decide to go get a cup of coffee. It's just my computer's going nuts this morning. So anyway, back to what is going on in the market right now. You know, one of the things that, of course, they're really gearing toward now is emerging markets. And of course, most 85% of the global population is domiciled in what we call emerging markets. And they actually have less than 50% of what we call the global domestic product. So, you know, when we say emerging, we mean countries that are not fully developed. There are two types of emerging markets, some that are in developed countries, but 85% of the global population is domiciled in emerging markets. And that's just, you know, you want to talk about the luck of the draw. You know, think about this, that we think about how bad of a time we're having it with all of the things that have happened with the virus. Think about these people who already are living in dire poverty, and then they're being hit by all this stuff. And yet, you know, people in the market are saying, oh, yeah, this is going to be the big thing for 2021. So hopefully they're right, and we're going to see some recovery that is sustainable. That's what I'm hoping, is that whatever comes of that is going to be sustainable. But again, I've got to go back to the only way we're going to sustain is through a diversified portfolio. I mean, look at what has happened to retail sales. Retail sales have dropped so much that stores like JCPenney, Steinway, they're gone. And look what's happened to computer sales. All of that is up. Now, is that going to maintain to be the norm? I was talking to one of my best friends yesterday in Atlanta, and I said, you know, I haven't been to Chico's in like 10 months, which for me is a world record, okay? And she said, well, don't you order online? And I said, no, because I, for one, like to feel the clothes. I like to put them on because, you know, sometimes something is gorgeous on the rack, and then I put it on and say, boy, this would look great if I were 5'8".
Oh, yes. I'm one of those as well. I got to try it before I buy it.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, when it's made for a 5'8" and you're 5'2", it just doesn't look quite as good.
Not the same.
I mean, there's just something about it. So you've got to think about those things. And or is some of these stores going to be able to come back? Or are we going to get back to any type of a normalcy? And if so, how soon? Now, while we're going through all this with gross domestic product, all of this, guess what? China reported that its gross domestic product grew by 4.9% in the third quarter of 2020.
Wow.
They got control faster than we did.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. We're going to go see what Mr. Mark says that has something good about it. I hope good stuff going into Thanksgiving.
Good stuff?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Okay, well, let's see. How about fostering a pet over the Thanksgiving holidays?
Oh, that's sweet. You know I like that.
Talk about that coming up after 5.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Another state certifies its election results for Joe Biden, Pennsylvania, with more expected today. President Trump has directed his administration to cooperate with the transition even as he continues to fight the election results.
The number one priority is figuring out what to do about COVID-19. A transition official tells us in the days ahead, transition officials will begin meeting with federal officials to discuss the pandemic response, have a full accounting of our national security interests, and gain complete understanding of the Trump administration's efforts to hollow out government agencies.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Wilmington, Delaware. A former mayor of New York died.
David Dinkins, who broke barriers as New York City's first black mayor, passed away yesterday, just weeks after his wife passed away. Dinkins was elected in 1989 and served just one term. David Dinkins was 93.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 10:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 65 and mostly sunny. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. We begin with some breaking business news. The Dow is trading above 30,000 for the first time this morning. News of a peaceful transition of power officially underway, helping stocks climb this morning. Investors also welcoming the news that former Fed Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly the choice to be the first woman to lead the U.S. Treasury Department. Foster a pet this Thanksgiving through Santa Rosa County Animal Services short-term foster program.
Foster parents can pick up a pet on Wednesday, November 25th from 2 to 4 p.m., foster them through the Thanksgiving holiday, and drop them off Monday, November 30th from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The shelter will provide everything a foster parent needs to care for the animal, including food, toys, treats, a harness, and leash. Anyone interested in this program should complete a foster application and check out the list of pets needing foster homes. I'm Cheryl King, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Slowly warming up for that high today near 73 degrees. As you head into the overnight hours tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 65. From the First Warning Channel 3 studio, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
65 in Pensacola and in Milton, 67 in Gulf Breeze at 10:33. Our next news at 11 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with your Money Now. Stocks are rallying. The Dow Industrials up 386 at 29,977. The NASDAQ's up 121. The S&P 500 up 47. Netflix plans to establish one of the largest production hubs in North America with an expansion of its existing studio complex in New Mexico and a commitment to an additional $1 billion in production spending. 10 new stages, post-production services, offices, mills, backlots, and other infrastructure would be added to Netflix's growing campus near Albuquerque. The project's expected to result in 1,000 production jobs over the next decade. The Ad Council is getting ready for one of the most aggressive public service pushes of all time, a $50 million campaign to promote COVID-19 vaccinations. Here's a bit of good Thanksgiving news. The cost of the traditional meal is at its lowest level in a decade and down 4% from last year. The average total cost for 10 people, $46.90, or less than $5 a person. That's your money now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Win. Got money on my mind.
Money on my mind.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody
And they stay there. Win. Win. Lord. I didn't know Lance had those kind of dance moves in him.
Oh, I wish I could see.
That boy is a little dancing fool. I'm telling you, he is just amazing. He is just amazing. He does dance when he wants a treat or he wants me to pick him up. He's on the hind legs like a little dancing bear.
Aww.
And he's just so cute when he does that. Of course, whatever he wants, mommy gets for him, you understand.
Oh, of course.
Not that he's spoiled.
No. That's different.
No.
Getting everything
Welcome
he wants
back.
Is different.
Welcome back to Winning with Annalie. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. If you got a comment, you have a question, text us, so call us at 437-1620. We would love to hear from you, whether we're on topic or not. So first half of the show, we talked about kind of where we are economically right now, what's happening that we know of with the virus, what the possible procedures are that are being done right now to get the vaccine out, to get people to have it. And people, this is real. I mean, I know people who have it. There's a person in my own neighborhood that has it. And, when it hits that close, you realize, whoa, it's real. Okay, so don't take it for granted. Don't be lackadaisical about it. Protect each other, protect yourself. And just let's all make a concerted effort to send very positive thoughts that this virus, it gets itself out and that it is effective. And it works for us. So let's kind of go through some things. Anyway, I want to talk to you about some things that the new administration has already put out as proposals of things that will, if they are done, will tremendously help the part of the population that is, let's say, beyond the age of 55. It's going to help everybody in the long run. But that part of the population will see an effect probably much more quickly if these things go through. We all know, those of us, anybody taking medication, you understand the cost of prescription drugs and how that has become such a game, especially people that are on Medicare. you have a drug supplement and it pays for your drug. Well, next year, doggone, the formulary changes and they don't cover that drug. And now a drug that would cost you $10 to go get it refilled is costing you $300 or $400 per refill. Part of the cost, what has been revealed, part of the cost in prescription drugs, believe it or not, and I think you will, because all of us at one time or another watch TV, is from all the advertising that they're doing. Now, I don't know about you, but I sit there and I watch them and they come across with this name that you wonder, okay, what does that mean? And then they talk about this and you know, you need to go ask your doctor if you should be on this. Well, how do I know if I should be on it if I don't even know what it is or what it does?
So true.
I mean, and it's true. And then they talk about the side effects and it's like, oh my, I don't ever want to take that.
But I definitely don't want it now.
I definitely don't want it. But what has been revealed is that a lot of that advertisement that they're doing, the drug companies are getting a big tax write-off for that. Now, I would love if Uncle Sam would say to me, Annalee, I'm going to give you a big tax write-off to do a radio show. Annalee, I'm going to give you a big tax write-off to do all of the teaching and all of the classes that you do. And somehow I think my information is as valuable, if not more valuable, than listening to things about drugs that you shouldn't even be taking.
Absolutely. Oh, Annalee, it sounds like we may have lost you again, so I'm going to send you a quick text. If you were listening before the news break, you know that Annalee is dealing with some technological issues this morning. Like everything else in 2020, her computer has decided it's had enough. It needs a break. Maybe it needed another cup of coffee. But we will get Annalee back on the program here in just a few moments. This is Winning with Annalee with Mainstay Financials. And you are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. We have so much to be thankful for, but sometimes we get so caught up in life, it's easy to forget. This Thanksgiving holiday, let us all take a moment and just be thankful. From our family to yours, we wish you a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. God bless.
For over 43 years, Air Design has treated our customers like our neighbors, because that's what you are. And like good neighbors, we're there for you when you need us. Sure, we can't walk your dog or water your plants, but when your heating, cooling, or plumbing breaks down, we can help. We'll do the job right the first time and be honest with you about the cost. We don't work on commission, and after-hours emergency calls are no extra charge.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and this is Winning with Annalee Leonard and Mainstay Financial Group. And Annalee, I think we have you back.
Well, you got me back by phone because I have just been told by my people that take care of my computers that that computer has Alzheimer's.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear it.
Yeah, they're saying it's got memory problems. I mean, it's like, so do I have to take it to a geriatric care specialist or what do I have to do here, you know?
Oh, no.
I mean.
Oh, no. I don't think there's a cure for that one yet. That'll be after COVID.
I mean, you know, geez. So anyway, let's try this again. So we were talking about prescription drugs and the money that they're charging and how they negotiate with Medicare on the cost of drugs. So that's one of the things that the new administration is trying to stop, to repeal that existing law that would bar Medicare from negotiating prices with the drug corporations, because what's happening is you've got one company gets a very low price, another one gets something very high. We have to get to a point where this is on a steady move. And along the same line, they are going to try to limit the launch prices for drugs because, you know, these new drugs come out, there's no competition on them, and they're being abusively priced by some of the manufacturers. I don't know if you remember that, Ruthie, but a couple of years ago, they had someone bought one of the companies that produces a type of medication that helps with allergic reactions. Now, this is something a lot of children, we have to carry around what they call an EpiPen.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about, okay? So it's reaction to some kids, it's bites, some it's peanuts, I mean, whatever it is. But that EpiPen prevents you from literally dying. Well, they were very inexpensive. Then all of a sudden the company was bought by somebody else, and the price went up over 1,000%.
I do remember hearing about that. It's just shameful.
Yeah, so this is the kind of stuff they're saying, people, no, we can't do this. You know, because if there's no competition, of course they raise the prices, but there's got to be some type of regulation that comes in and says you can't do this to people and play with them this way, because that's literally what's happening is people are just being bounced all over the place. So what the new administration is proposing is that there is a reasonable price based on the average price in other countries of something, and that's called an external reference pricing. So if it's coming into the U.S. market first, it then would be based on an evaluation by an independent board that is familiar with drugs and drug pricing. But this would save us in the long run, all of us, so much money. And it would put some regulation where regulation needs to be. Same thing right now with generic drugs. They have to be priced. Their cost, it's being proposed that their price inflationary measures, and now they're going to have to put those up against the price of inflation and not just say, oh, okay, inflation went up by 3%. We're going up by 35%. You see what I mean?
Oh, I see. So there has to be some type of correlation there.
Exactly. So, because, you know, if people, and we all know this, I mean, and I go through this all the time with my retirees, when we're doing a plan for them to retire, you have got to build an inflationary measure in there. You know, even as young as you are, you've experienced some inflation. But let me give you an idea of how bad it is. My very first car that I had, I was in my early 20s. My dad actually bought it for me, bless his heart. Came off the showroom floor, brand new, and it was when the Cougar was really a sharp-looking car with that long front, cut-off back, shiny black, red leather seats, red stripes down the sides. Oh, God, it was a sassy car, okay? So after my father died, I was going through some of the things, papers that he had. You know what he paid for that car? Now, brand new, off showroom floor.
Oh,
gosh. He paid $3,000 for that car.
$3,000, wow.
Now, what kind of car do you think you could get today for $3,000?
I think it's
probably
the one I'm currently driving. Yeah, my one that's over, you know, it's like 15 years old.
Yeah, you know, so you think about it, that's inflation. But it doesn't mean because inflation goes up, every time inflation goes up, your boss doesn't call you in and say, oh, here, I'm giving you a raise because inflation has gone up. At the same time, my retirees don't come dip into their money and say, oh, inflation has gone up, give me 3% more money. usually we kind of tighten our belt or save a little bit longer before we buy something. But you have to build some inflation into your costs, knowing that 10 years from now, if you go get something, it's going to cost more than it's going to cost today. And that's simple things like a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk and a dozen of eggs. Forget about the big cost items. So when you're looking at this thing and they're trying to say, let's put this more in line, this is better for the consumer than it is for the big companies. And I think it's about time we flip that coin, because the consumers have really been beaten up over the years, you know, when it comes to medication and all the things that are out there. I mean, we've got to protect Medicare, people. We got to strengthen it, because if we don't, it's going to go under. And if Medicare goes under, that's going to be an unbelievable number of people that are helped by with the cost of medicine today. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but Medicare provides health insurance coverage for over 60 million Americans.
Wow, no, I did not know that.
Yes, ma'am. It's people over the age 65 and people with disabilities, because a lot of people are collecting disability from Medicare toward their medication, and they may be very young. 60 million. Now, just do a little bit of simple math and say you got 60 million people out there, and each one, let's just say, averages a cost of $100 a month. Do you realize how much money that is?
Ooh, that's quite a number.
That's a huge number. And to say $100 a month is infinitesimal. I mean, I know there are people out there that have very low medical costs, but there are people out there that their medical cost is just astronomical. So we've got to protect Medicare. We've got to protect Medicaid. We've got to protect Social Security. Because if we don't, life as we know it for the older Americans will change drastically. And I want to make sure those things are there for people at your age group.
Oh, and I greatly appreciate that. Yeah, that's something that's a kind of a question mark. But Annalee, we have a question that came in. I think
yes.
This is a really good one from yes. one of our listeners. And they ask, based on what we have all heard about the new Biden administration, what do you think the impact to our retirement planning will be?
Yeah, and that's why I'm going over these things, because I truly believe if the things that are being proposed are allowed to take place, we're going to have a better retirement. Now, the people who are making megabucks out there, and when I say megabucks, I'm talking about the people that make over $400,000 a year, okay? That's a lot of money to make in 1 year. And the proposals of the new administration are to go in and allow these people to continue to put into the system. Because what happens with Medicare and Social Security taxes, now Medicare they keep taking out, Social Security taxes stop coming out of a person's money after they make, I think this year it's like 120-something thousand. I apologize. I'm at the house. I don't have my little sheet with me. But they stop taking out Social Security taxes. Well, people that make more money than that are going to collect Social Security. So why are we not continuing to take Social Security and Medicare out, no matter how much a person makes? See, and if we did that, if we did just that, that would put a tremendous amount of money back into the system. If we can regulate the drug costs, that will put a tremendous amount of money back into the system. And gradually, do I think everybody's taxes are going to go up? Probably, but that was set to happen long ago. I mean, when this tax table we have now, when it was put in to automatically sunset in 2025. It was to go away, if not before then. But what we're hearing from the new administration is that they're saying we're going to go after in tax first the wealthier. We're going to cut down some of the abuse that's taking place and put that back toward the middle. Because, see, what is gradually happening is we're seeing the middle class begin to dissolve. And that will be the worst thing that can happen in the United States, because that is the backbone of the United States. That's what built us. That's what made us the country that we are. So we've got to start putting some things back in that's going to build that for all of us. And I, for one, am going to look at this with an optimistic viewpoint, saying, okay, if we can make this, if we can preserve our Social Security, if we can build back our Medicare system, if we can strengthen our middle class, then we're going to have a stronger nation. We've got to go back and rebuild the infrastructure. I mean, people complain about taxes, but people, go back to when all of us were younger. There was constant work happening on our highways. We were constantly building schools. We were, and what do you hear now? The infrastructure is falling apart. Our kids are getting behind because we don't have adequate schools. We don't have adequate books for them. We don't have everything that we need. That's going to happen. So I would say thank you. Say please. Smile at somebody, okay? And together, we're all going to make it a wonderful world. We'll see you next week.